A leader that God seeks. The 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 7-13. Let us turn to a book of the 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 7-13. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him, we will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy, with a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, he is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. There was an accident in 2009. As soon as the plane took off from the LaGuardia Airport in New York, it collided with a herd of birds. So in 1 minute, the engines on both sides were stopped. They only had 5 minutes to spare. The captain pilot reported this emergency situation to the control center. If this plane was to be dropped in Manhattan, where there are a lot of skyscrapers, then countless lives could have been lost. The captain pilot made a hard decision. So away from the skyscrapers, he tried to land the plane on Hudson River. This was something that he had never done before. In 4 minutes of takeoff, as it tried to land on Hudson River, if the degree of the wings was a bit more slightly steeper, then it could have been sunk into the river. Due to careful calculation and decision-making ability of the captain pilot, the plane landed safely on Hudson River. None of the passengers was sacrificed, and they all waited on the wings of the plane. All 150 people were rescued and none was hurt. The captain pilot, after he rescued everyone inside, twice again, he went in the plane and checked whether no one was left inside, and he got out of the sinking plane. He was Captain Chesley Sullenberger. His responsibility and commitment as a captain pilot touched everyone in America. When the American society lost its hope and was sinking, he became a hope-giving hero figure for everyone in America. This was an event that we're able to learn about how important a role of a leader is. In 1912 as well, Titanic, which was the best cruise ship in the world, when it hit the iceberg, and when it was sinking into the water, the captain remained in the ship till the very end. He remained inside and asked everyone to get out as soon as possible. He helped to move 1,700 passengers to other life-saving boats, and he disappeared into the water with the ship. He risked his life, and ended his life this way, but he did his best in saving the passengers. But when we had the Sewell incident, everyone was shocked. The captain ignored about passengers and he got out of the ship by himself. New York Times described him as the evil of the Sewell. The mission of the captain is to have the same destiny as the ship. But he abandoned so many lives behind and he got out of the sinking ship by himself. Right now, if we look at it, our society has made a miracle of Han River. Rapid development was made. But as it was made so fast, the foundation is not solid. This is a reality. Rather than personality, success is emphasized. And rather than thinking about other people, people only focus on competing against each other. People rarely have spirit of community, ethics, or social responsibilities. Economically, the growth has shown more than $30,000, but it seems we are like the third world country. The basic things are not polished. Ethical and moral values have been fallen down and people regard responsibility lightly. the management staff of the companies, they need to change their perspectives as well. As long as they try their best to earn money and make profits, then there is no guarantee that we will not have any more a building crash like Sampoon Department Store or a fall down of a Sungsu Bridge. Things like these will continue to happen like this if we do not change. People as well as leaders in all levels of society, we all need to change the perspectives. The president was trusted as the one that would keep the core values correctly, even though the communication was not made well, but she was caught by the Choi family and this caused the whole country to be in a chaotic situation. This was simply unimaginable. So whether the president resigns, or steps down, or gets impeached, imprisoned, we just want that she will be lawfully treated accordingly. The issue is that the country is at stake at the moment. This is a serious crisis situation. Someone said that we are similar at the moment as Vietnam before it was defeated. It gave me goosebumps. Ideologically, this society is falling down too much and I have a fear that this might be the opportunity for North Korea to take us in its hands, as it is seeking the chance to unify two Koreas by force. We should not just be shocked and sit still in chaos right now. Everyone needs to really look at this situation seriously and come back to our normal place. We need to think about our national defense, diplomacy, reunification and economy. We need to make our country that does not have any disaster going forward. We need to make the future of South Korea hopeful, so that our country does not stop developing and moving forward. In order to do that, a leader is important. A director of McKinsey Company, Gupta said, "The biggest resource is human resource. It is because everything gets done through people. Especially in our country, where even a drop of oil cannot be extracted, what we have achieved so far was really by grace of God. If we were to enjoy this grace continuously, we need to invest on people, which is the biggest resource we have. We really need to make the investment in people as much as we can. A person that has dreams, a person that has exceptionally good creativity, a person that has faith and that is honest, we need to develop these people, so that these people can be developed as leaders. People do not seek for a leader that tries to get the power in politics, that gets shaken by the force of people, that protest with candle lights, and that tries to lead people to a certain side. People seek for a good leader that gives people hope, and that understands very well about the changes that take place in this period and that can come up with vision. If we look at the history in the past, when people had a good leader, nation prospered, and people enjoyed peace. In contrast, when people did not have a good leader, a nation was in a chaotic state and people had a lot of difficulties. Particularly, Christians have a mission to pray a lot for our nation. This is our mission. At least, a leader needs to be able to listen to three kinds of sounds. First of all, a leader needs to be able to listen to the sound of our conscience. Conscience has been only given to human beings and it is one of many gifts from God. Conscience is like a compass. If a compass of a ship that was sailing through the vast sea has been broken, then that ship might stop moving somewhere and at last, this would be shipwrecked at some point. Secondly, we need to listen to the sound of history. We are protagonists, main figures of history, that live in one period. Footprints of history that we have left behind are the inheritances that we need to leave behind onto our next generations. If we are unable to listen correctly to the sound of the history, then we will get to leave shameful inheritance onto our next generations in the future. Thirdly, we need to listen to the voice of God. We need to listen to the voice of God so that our conscience becomes alive, and so that our ideas about history also become alert and correct. A leader that pays attention to the voice of God is able to differentiate what is good and what is bad. Such a leader does not make a compromise with darkness. Today's main passage talks about God appointing the second king of Israel. Prophet Samuel took a flask of oil and went to see Jesse's family. Firstborn son Eliab came up and he was full of ambition to become a king. He was such a good-looking guy. Samuel was about to pour the oil onto him, but there was a voice of God. "Samuel, stop pouring the oil. Stop what you are doing. Put down the flask of oil." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." God told him that he is not the one that he has been looking for. Samuel brought the seventh son, but he was not the one that God had been looking for. There was a person that God was looking for. It was David. There was a chance that he could become a king, but he had no desire or ambition to become a king. He was just committed in doing the tasks that were given unto him. God sought after this David, and when David was brought forward to God, the Spirit of God was touched by David. Let us look at verse 13. It says, "So Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. David was anointed and he became the second king." Through this passage, we can glean the criteria of a leader that God thinks highly of. First of all, God looked at honesty. Let us read verse 7. "But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Have a look at the criteria that God looks at. He said that the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. People rate things on outward appearance, so Samuel was about to make the same mistake. Even when people are lying, some people believe it as truth, and when people are telling the truth, there are times that people do not take it as truth. But the eyes of God are accurate. God is the Spirit. It is because God is able to see the inner side of us, which people are unable to see through. We need to long to see things in the perspectives of God, too. Pharisees and the teachers of the law, why did they get abandoned? They kept their Sundays holy, they offered their tithes, they fasted and prayed, and they also kept their festivals for sure. But God rebuked them. He said that they are hypocrites. He said like this, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean." He said that they were like whitewashed tombs. It is because God looked at the center of their hearts. It is because they were dishonest. It is important to work on our outside, but we need to work more on the inside. God sought after David, and it was because the center of his heart was focused on God. God does not work directly by himself. The Lord works through people. For the gospel of heaven, the Lord needed a lot of workers. But when he needed people, he did not call the writers that were good at writing, or he did not call the well-spoken men who are good at public speaking or politics. Out of many people, the Lord called Peter, who was a fisherman. He appointed him as the chief disciple of Jesus. It is because he looked at the honesty of Peter at the center of his heart. In the Old Testament as well, a person like Gideon, who was a farmer, and Amos, who had a balsam tree business, God chose these people, whose hearts were focused correctly on God. God used these people as people of God. More than anything else, our centers need to be correctly set on God. All human beings have flaws, weaknesses, and we do make mistakes. It is not that God uses us because we are flawless, we do not make any mistake, or we are perfect. It is not like that. Honest people in front of God were chosen by God and used by God. So David said in Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Even though we have a lot of flaws and we do make mistakes, when we try to live honestly in front of God, we do become people of God, worthy to be called as precious children of God. Let us pray to live an honest life. Secondly, God looked at how we took our responsibilities. Let us read verse 11. So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered, "but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him, we will not sit down until he arrives." Here Jesse answered, "But he is tending the sheep." Personally, I was very much touched by this verse. Brothers had ambition to become a king. They stopped doing what they were meant to be doing. They were seeking opportunities to become a king. But David wanted to look after his sheep. He wanted to take responsibilities of his sheep. As a shepherd, he did his best and took care of the sheep. God looked at this responsible attitude of David. So God did not choose other seven brothers, but chose David as a king. It is because David did his best in the tasks that were given to him. He was committed in things that he was given. When David was a soldier, he gave his best shot, and when he was a shepherd, he looked after the sheep to the best of his abilities. He did his best in the role that he was given. God looked at this David that was responsible. And God appointed David as a leader that was highly valued. We need people that are able to take responsibilities well. Where does a problem lie in this time? There is no person that is willing to take responsibilities. Economy is falling apart. People are mourning, but there is no one that is taking care of these and being responsible. Even though countless accidents and disasters take place, there is no one that is taking care of these. A true leader is a person that is able to take full responsibilities that were given to him or her. In society, in church, in faith, the most sought-after quality of a leader is an ability to take responsibilities. If a responsibility was given, then we need to be able to make an effort to take full responsibilities till the very end. This is a quality of a leader. A person that is able to take responsibilities becomes a true leader. In the UK, one prince was hunting and in a deep forest, he lost his way. At that time, he met a shepherd that was looking after the sheep. To that shepherd, this prince told him, "I am a prince of this nation. I lost my way, so please could you guide me?" That shepherd replied, "No, I cannot." Prince replied in return, "I am a prince and I will give you 100 times more money in return compared to the money you would earn for looking after sheep for a day." Shepherd answered him by saying, "No, still I cannot do that." A prince got so angry and pointed the gun at him. "I have a right to kill you. Can you not guide my way through?" "No, I cannot do that. I have a mission today to look after the sheep. Rather than going the way with you, I will tell you which way to go." In the future, this prince became a king. And he appointed this shepherd as a premier. His name is John James of the UK, who is well known. A person that is able to take responsibilities of the tasks that were given to him or her is a true leader. Not just at church, but at our workplace and in our society, wherever it is, I pray and bless you all in the name of Jesus, that we will be faithful workers and people that are able to take full responsibilities in the tasks that were given to us. Thirdly, David was the one that was deeply touched by Spirit of God. Let us read verse 13. So Samuel took the horn of oil, and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. Samuel then went to Ramah. David was the one that walked together with God. A person that God seeks is a person that was possessed by the Spirit of God. David had peace. He had nothing to fear. It was because God was with him. When David said that he will go and fight against Goliath, his eldest brother Eliab stopped him and said no, but David went on and fought against Goliath without any fear. Israelites were fearful of Goliath, but David had no fear about Goliath whatsoever. It was because David trusted that God was with him. This is what a person who was touched by the Spirit of God is like. Whatever you do, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be a person that was touched by the Spirit of God. On the other hand, have a look at Saul that the Spirit of God left from. Let us read verse 14. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Gad left him, and from that moment onwards, evil spirit controlled his life and his life was a ruin. An evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Torment, in the original version, means press and to make him to be startled. Since the Spirit of God left from him, physically and mentally he was pressured. He felt unstable and insecure. So to seek the answer of his life, he went on to see a fortune teller. But there is no way and there is no answer. He was ashamed and came back. Saul lost an ability to differentiate what is good and what is bad. His heart was troubled. With envy, jealousy, he even tried to kill his own son-in-law. He went everywhere to kill him like a crazy dog. A person that God seeks is a person that walks with God like David. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the most important resource in the past and in the present is human resource. God works through people, and also a nation gets run with and through people. Especially, the more difficult things are, we get to look for a good leader. It is because the role of a leader is important. But it is difficult to look for a true leader. We need a leader that is like David, that the Bible talks about today. David had been recorded and is known as the greatest king out of all the kings in history. When he was on the throne, they had the largest territory in history. In this time, we need a leader that is honest like David, a person that is able to take full responsibilities, and the one that is able to fear God and is able to serve people. We are in need of a leader that has a heart which is correctly set on God. Let us pray that our leaders will be the ones that are God-honoring and God-pleasing. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty and the most precious name. Amen.